Blog Talk Radio.
She's giving herself a birthday present. So we send her birthday wishes and hope she's having a fabulous time. She sent us a picture of something really fun, and she's in Reykjavik, and the place just looks really lovely. So, greetings, Meg, whenever you hear this. We miss you. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do our backup conference call. I've tried every which way, but I don't have enough telephone equipment here to get the call through. So tonight we're just on Blog Talk, but we're making a backup recording just in case. But it seems like we have a clear connection, so that's a good thing. So for those of you who are new, this is Catherine, your host. And tonight we're going to do our channel panel show with Father God, Sananda, Archangel Michael, and hopefully Christine, if she feels up to it, to talk with us. For those of you who don't know how to get in touch with us, whoneedslight.org is our website. And for Meg, who will be back in 2 weeks, she's our health and Chinese medicine and acupuncture expert, and her Facebook page is Wisdom Within Meg Davis. So we're probably going to make it brief tonight, relatively, depending on how much our guests want to talk, of course. But we're on retreat, as we've told everyone, going through healing and meditation and speaking with the company of heaven and thinking a lot about where we are right now in the world. So we talked with the company of heaven, especially with Michael this afternoon, about what we were going to talk about today. And Christine would really like to present some of what she's feeling right now, because we truly believe that whatever we're experiencing, everyone else is too, to some extent or on some level. So we're going to talk about what's happening in the world, of course, but what we are looking forward to post-equinox. Everyone knows tonight is the equinox, so that's a really important thing to think about because of the increase in the wonderful light and energies that are coming across the planet. And what we've observed is that also led to a kind of backlash from those who really don't want to see the new golden age come through. And so we'll talk a little bit about how to manage the stuff that's going on. There are Well, I've decided to just really just describe to all of you what we're experiencing and what it feels like. Christine has been ill, as many of you know. It has gone on much longer than we expected. And recently, the last few weeks, she's been really very sick and suffering from the pain induced by the frequencies that are coming through, among other things. Everything is aggravated by that. So part of the reason that she's so intensely affected by it is that she's very tuned in to frequencies and always has been. And so it really, she's very aware of what they are, where they come from, what they're intended to do. So we're going to tell you a little bit more about that. And also how to deal with the changes that are happening and the difficulties that it creates for everybody. It's not just that there are dark energies around. It's that the high frequency energies and light that are coming, it's like two waves that are crashing. You know, one's coming in and one's going out, and it can really make things feel rough. So we have some very helpful, I think, ideas about how to deal with this. In the light of the fact that this is the dawn of the new golden age, and you've heard Father and Mother talk about how we are on the edge of co-creation, actually on the edge of creation, and we're working together with Mother and Father, as all of you are right now, to create our new world. And so, you know, when you first hear about that, you think, well, that's great. It's all about light, and we're all going to be joyful and enjoying it. And yes, that's true. It is all about that. And there's also undoing some of what we have called the matrix at the same time. So all of us right now are on the edge of creation, because no planet has tried to do this before, to leap two dimensions at once and to ascend the way we're doing it. So, of course, it's a difficult challenge. I just had an image of learning gymnastics. It's something like that. So here's what we've been thinking about and what we'd like to help with. When the difficulties arise, it's a challenge for anyone, but when you think about it in these terms, you are your mission. Wherever you are, whoever you're with, whatever you're doing, you are now accomplishing the mission you came here to do because of where we are. Just because you're here and because this is what we're all doing now. So there's no way you can't be on your path or doing your mission. So there's no need to, you know, find someone to channel for you to find out what your mission is, because as Father God once said, where your foot is, that's your path. So whether you're talking to people in the checkout line, whether you're working as a teacher, you're in an office surrounded by other people, you're in a neighborhood, you meet people on the street, whatever you're doing, when you stop at the coffee shop or when you buy a newspaper or when you walk out in the street, you are doing your mission. And we're all here to bring a new level of humor and love and light to those around us. That is our mission. And in the meantime, complex things happen. We're also now at a place where we can learn to really reach for something different. So there's the willingness to face things as they are right now, and to see them, to see everything as part of your mission. As Christine said today, anyone, she always says this, anyone who contacts me in any way, shape, or form, through from any dimension or in any by any means, is wanting to come to the light and wants to connect. So you can assume that whoever you speak to, anyone who comes forward, is coming forward because they want to come to the light. And we're all light workers here, so if someone comes forward to you, no matter how they behave, no matter what they seem to be looking for, they are looking for the light. And you can just begin with that. Because everyone is participating. So now's your chance. So one of the things a reach to create the new golden age is that you're doing this whenever you question old ways or old beliefs, whenever you challenge yourself, whenever you look inside to really observe the depths of your own feelings, your own thoughts, your own inner workings, you are co-creating, as Father and Mother have said, on the edge of creation, because that is creating the new golden age. We've never done this before. We've never been in this place questioning these things. So it's a good way to think about it, isn't it? If you're newly looking at something inside yourself, you are on the edge of creation. And whatever you discover, whatever you're able to overcome or manage or find yourself doing with a little more grace, a little more love, a little more compassion, you are creating the new golden age. We all are together. So it's not that it's a test, because it just isn't. It's not a pass-fail thing. You can't fail. It's just the more you try, the more you gain. And as you gain, the more you gain, the more momentum you create. And the momentum is to bring clarity, love, patience, insight, wonder, all those things that are creating. Those feelings that go into creating. So, let's turn this over to Christine, and I'm going to ask her if I might just interview her a little or just let her talk. She'll see how she feels, and I'll let her begin with her program that she and Michael worked out that will help you to know what to do to co-create yourself. Here she is.
Hey, everybody. Happy Equinox. I am so happy and joyful to say hi to you all this evening. Whew. I just want to take a moment to kind of drink you all in. I can see and feel you all out there, and we are here with you. It's a really fortunate part of what we get to do, is often you all write and share slices of your life with us. And that's how we were feeling tonight. We were just feeling so close to all of you and wanting to share a slice of what our life is really like right now. And from that slice of life, just like when you send us a warm invitation into the center of your life through your emails and messages and the lovely things you say and share, from that shared family, like we're all in the family room together tonight, we can put our heads together and our hearts together and even have a little more wisdom as we round this corner of these equinox energies and head into the bright new day before us, because what a day it is. Now, it's interesting because we've shared a lot with you in snippets about my health journey, our health journey, and that, you know, it's been challenging. But if I were really to give you a glimpse into what one of our days are like, it may be surprising. Because the way we view things is really not how you might think for the circumstances we're going through. And often that's the surprise we get from your letters as well. We're amazed and inspired by how you perceive things. And that's what I've been finding with these equinox and energies coming in, is one of the biggest messages carried on the bright waves of this equinox is to widen, loosen, relax, and allow a greater loving perspective. I've been seeing it from other channels. I've been literally feeling it in the air, in the tidbits that I'm getting these days from the company of heaven. those are the kinds of insights and meaningful messages that they're passing along. So here we go into a bit of our day. It's true. Just like in your lives, in all of our lives, we are all working for the ascension of Earth. Whether we know it or not, every single one of us is fully on that. Before we came to Earth in this lifetime, we were not only aware of it, we were grateful to have the opportunity for it. We trained for it. We carefully prepared with our teams, our family members in the company of heaven. So as Catherine said, right now we're full out offering what we can in service. The training wheels have long been off, and we are not preparing for our mission. We are fully immersed in it. So from that standpoint, this is how we experience our day. So right now, I've had a lot of pain. The nature of it has been coming from these, for us, these extreme frequency bombardments. Now, as Catherine said, this is part of what our mission is, part of what my mission is. I have the training, the sensitivity, the sight to be able to feel and perceive what's happening in this arena. This is just me, one of the many light workers, like you, doing what I prepared for now that the time has come. The same can be said of the teachers going into the classroom and teaching fourth graders geography, but doing it with the love and light of who they are in their heart. With those who are making Nasara a plan that's about to come true, getting things ready, putting things in place. For those brave boots on the ground handling everything from the new banking systems to non-GMO farming, we're all doing our role. And then this is just what our role is. It's not to pump it up or diminish it. It's just to say, lock arms, shoulder to shoulder, arms around each other's shoulders. Let's close ranks. Let's get a little closer. We're all doing our job. So in our day, because I am a grid worker my whole life, I'm a lead transmuter for the Earth Project at this time, one of many. I understand these frequencies, so I can perceive them, and also the area I'm helping us to transcend, reveal, heal, is this area of the frequencies. So it has brought me in the recent days quite a bit of physical pain. Some of you, I am aware, have been facing this also. If this was also your area that you were vulnerable to or agreed to work on, and some of you, just because these frequencies are being mass-produced across the surface by the remainder of the dark ones at this time. So there's moments where it's so challenging. I wonder, can I take it anymore? Can I go a few more minutes? When that fleeting flash of a moment of a thought comes up, Catherine and I and Michael sat down today, which I'm going to confess was a treat for me, because I've been, the company of heaven has been allowing me to do this work a little more isolated than I usually, that's not the right word. They're always here, but I haven't had the same wonderful, delicious moment-to-moment conversation that I've gotten to enjoy in other days gone by. I've been working, having the perspective of what it's like for other folks as well that's not part of their opened up gifts yet, because as we've said many times, everyone is a channel. So here's what happens when I get to where I think, how can I do this? How can I keep going? And I laugh. The first step isn't even the first step. It's a pre-step. I have to laugh as soon as I feel that, because I instantly know that that is just the old matrix, the way things have been pushing in on me a bit. So I immediately catch myself. I have a little giggle, or I take a deep breath, and then I come into the center of me quietly, where I have no judgment. And that's thrown around so often. What I mean by that is I just get ready to say what I'm going to say to myself and to the company of heaven or to Catherine, just plainly, just straight out, without an agenda, without a prearranged purpose. So step one, then, is to kind of go into a reporting mode. Now, it's not a cold. I'm not cold and withdrawn and removed from what's happening. I'm just willing to acknowledge what is so in this moment. Wow, I really hurt a lot. Wow, my hearing is almost gone from so many days under frequency attack. Wow, my little cat Pebbles is so upset that she's peeing outside the box and killed a rat, which aren't behaviors that are normal to her. I mean, a little teeny itty-bitty mouse is actually what I mean. A rat. That's a mama's exaggeration. So Catherine's laughing at me and with me. So the first is just, I report it. I just start saying within to myself, to mother and father. Sometimes I come grab Catherine, and I just start with saying what's so. That's number one. Then, almost instantly, number two, I build my pillar of light. I reach. I light up my diamonds. I reach down into the earth. I open up to mother and father's love. I fill and shine my pillar. Now, when I'm under such a strenuous time, mostly I don't feel necessarily uplifting results right away from that. It's an act of heart and faith and intention and love. I decide that even if I don't feel the company of heaven or I don't know what's happening in the bigger picture, I will build this rainbow bridge to my family above, to the Agarthans, to my beautiful family working side by side, shoulder to shoulder across this planet. So I build my pillar of light. It happens just almost as one step automatically now. Number three, I ask myself, honestly, what do I want right now? And I'm really honest, like, what do I really want? Do I want this pain to stop? And I keep feeling, I don't give up until I get to the most honest answer possible. What do I want? Yeah, I want this pain to lessen for me, but honestly, so it's pretty low on my list compared to what my heart truly longs for. Now, this is not altruistic or a value I strive for. This is what I actually want, deep inside me. It's part of the fabric of me. I want all of us suffering, everyone on the surface. I want suffering to end. For me, personally, I don't want to use suffering as such a way of learning, not this terrible, terrible suffering that Earth has come to and that so many endure every day. And I can say this with real honesty from my soul, because I'm in the suffering too. The nature of mine is very physical, but it's so relentless and fills each moment as if each moment was a day at times, that I've really been able to begin to understand what I want for me and for everyone I love. And it's gone so far for me. I've had this opportunity. I don't care if it's the one perpetuating the suffering or the one receiving the suffering. It's not even that those lines have blurred for me. Really, they're gone, because I've come to understand for anyone to cause suffering at this level, they have experienced suffering at this level or worse. And so I just want healing for us all. So, number four, this is my big step. I'm very born for this step. I declare and ask what it is I want. And I do not hold back. Catherine's laughing. As she started to tell you earlier, it's so true, ever since I was a little girl. And you know, from other stories, we can all sit around the campfire at the closing party and tell each other. We'll all talk about when we carried reptilians and different aspects, different ones of us carried of this Earth project. As you know, I used to carry reptilians for the Return the Reptilians to the Light project. Well, I knew somebody was in here with me that I didn't really know who it was. I just knew things weren't going well. And all the time, my whole life, I would jump up in the middle of the night and just start yelling at mother and father and saying, I am a child of God, and in the name of God, I declare and demand that it be known that any being who presents themselves to me in any form for any reason that they think they are, I declare to you, mother and father, with the company of heaven as my witness, that they are all actually reporting to me because it is their declaration to the universe to choose the light once and for all. So these are the kinds of things I declare and I ask. And sometimes I'm just hurting physically and I'm so tired. So I crawl up in mother's arms, even if I can't exactly see and feel her, because the frequencies are so high and I'm feeling tucked into just some little corner of this world and I can't see Mother all the time. So then I just tell her quietly from my heart, Mother, please, together, show me what I can do. Show us what we can do. We're willing. Let's keep going. Let's end this pain on earth for all. For all. For the highest good of all. And then the last step, now that I've been clear and honest and understood and declared my mountaintop declaration every time, then I turn to Mother and Father in the company of heaven and I say to them, and I mean it, and I trust you, and I love you. So I realize that from here, I cannot see all the parameters. I'm willing to learn, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to contribute to bringing light to this planet and this system. Please guide me. And although I've asked for specific things, I do so only in the name of the highest good for all, and I surrender to and trust your greater wisdom. Please take the deepest intention and goodness of my heart and use it to further the best plan. And I just fill with gratitude, whether I call it when we go through phases where, although we're channels, we don't hear them much. We're doing our own work. We're working on things like this stretch now. We call it, we have a joke. We just say the company of heaven's radio silent right now, meaning that we know they're here because we trust and love them, but we're not hearing maybe today. So I just give them, no matter what, all my love, all my trust. I build the rainbow bridge from me to them, no matter what. I don't just say, you build it to me. Number five is with my love, my gratitude, and my trust. I build the rainbow bridge from me to them as my final act. So those are the steps, and I just wanted to take this moment to be with you all. There's a quiet, magical place within the center of us that really is our true essence in the midst of all things. And I just want you to know that we're there together. I'm there with you. And it just doesn't matter. We've all done our best, and what doesn't matter is who did what, who got what wrong and right, whose fault was what. We're in the last big phase, and this equinox really marks us turning the corner to the stretch for home. And I just lay myself really in front of all of you, all the mistakes I've made, which I now call learnings, all of the richness we've shared, for this home stretch, I just see you fresh, with fresh eyes. My heart is spilling over with love for you, admiration for you. I'm your sister, and we're all here together, and I'm so humbled by these days that I've spent coming through this and performing this part of my mission and all that I've learned. More than anything, we are together and we are triumphant. And I'm so excited for this phase. So thank you so much for having me into your heart tonight. You certainly are in mine. I'm going to give you back to Catherine and the Masters now. Just know that I love you, and I'm with you like I know you're with me.
Thank you, Christine. Oh, my, that was so beautiful. I want to give you a little background about Christine. You can hear it was a real effort for her to do this tonight, but it was so beautiful because it's special that she's doing this work now. Some of you may have heard comments about this before, but Christine actually came here with almost no veil. And so when she says, "I love you, Mother and Father," she's looking right at Mother and Father. And she knows them and has since she was a child. So her conviction, her gratitude, and her gratefulness are truly genuine and really do come from the deepest part of her heart. And when she says, "I feel you and I love you," she really is feeling your energies. She knows how many are on the line. She can tell where people are. She really does feel your presence. So when she is able to say this, when she's able to all day long experience these brutal frequencies, she just keeps saying, "I love them. I know I do. How could you not? They've suffered even more than we have." And she can feel the people who are doing this. So she gave you a really important key about how to come through this period we're in right now. And that is, she said she has no judgment. But what it really is there's no blame. She doesn't blame herself. This is what a lot of light workers would say. "Oh, it's karma," or "it must be my fault," or "I must have done something wrong." Someone has to be to blame, or else it's them. I'm a light worker and they're attacking me. They're bad, I'm good. They're so bad, they ought to be removed. They ought to be taken out. They ought to be stopped. Well, yes, of course, we don't want this to continue, of course. But as she said, nobody would be doing this. No one would be so relentless and so punishing if they hadn't experienced this and even worse themselves. It cannot be otherwise. So to have anything but sadness, really, sympathy and compassion, is really not seeing the whole picture. So take it from someone who sees the whole picture, and she really does. And I suspect, we haven't really talked about this, but I think we both understand that what we're going through in these weeks is what everyone is going through. So when the company of heaven isn't talking with us all day long the way we're used to, we're experiencing this the way everyone is. And, you know, we had this special gift to be able to hear and feel Mother and Father and our twins and the company of heaven. But we do have a little advantage, and that is that every once in a while when we make a joke, we hear laughter. So we know that they're actually listening. And we would know. I'm not going to repeat it, Christine. She's blushing. Anyway, when we make jokes, we often hear laughter or feel their amusement. So we still feel their presence. We just can't talk with them. And that's the way most of you experience it, I think. Some of you are learning to channel, are beginning to hear words and sentences and phrases, but mostly we begin by feeling it, by actually feeling Mother and Father. speaking of, I feel Father's presence. So we only talked to him for a second today. He said he would like to come. When we said, okay, who wants to come? And we got Sananda and Father and Archangel Michael all said, I'm coming, me too. So they didn't tell us what they want to talk about. They've been kind of mysterious about that lately, but I hope I can hear them. I'm hearing screaming frequencies too, but I told Father to please just speak loudly so I can hear what he's saying. So I hope you enjoyed Christine's guide. I'm going to just do a little wrap-up like Meg does so beautifully. I wouldn't begin to compete, but here's basically, those of you who like to take notes, I'll just give you the five steps briefly. Now remember, you're in a position where you're being very open with no agenda, no preconceived ideas. So here's step one. Report what is, truly and plainly. I feel disoriented. I can't feel my body. The frequencies are so loud I can barely hear. That's true for me. It was, I see her in pain and I cannot bear it. And there are times when I just can't stand it another minute. And that's when we build our pillar. That's number two. You build your pillar of light and say to yourself, I'm building this pillar and I'm going to build a bridge to Mother and Father no matter what. So even if I feel overwhelmed or sad, and actually when you build your pillar, it doesn't take away the difficult feelings. Sometimes it creates this feeling of being even more passionate about what you're feeling. So being non-judgmental doesn't mean that you're going to be indifferent, just the opposite. Okay, so two is build your pillar of light. And three, you just go inward and say to yourself, what do I want in this moment? And then because of who I am, I want. For me, it's I want the pain to stop for everyone. Of course I want it to stop for Christine and for me. But this is why we're feeling it, is so that we can ask. And that's true for everyone. They're telling us, if you feel these things, talk to Mother and Father about it. Tell them what it's like for you. Tell them what you want. And be specific. Not just we want to be free of suffering, but I want this kind of suffering to stop. I don't want for any mother to have to watch her child in terrible pain because of some unnecessary disease that's been caused by the Matrix or because of some terrible situation that's caused by the pollution and the... Well, you all know about what's going on the planet. I don't have to talk about that. We want it all to stop and to be replaced by joy and peace and harmony. Not just stop the pain and suffering. We want to live differently. We want to be able to feel the joy and to celebrate together and turn this corner together so we can all cheer and throw our hats in the air and hug each other. And then the fourth one, which I love to hear Christine do. We do a lot of these actions, and when she gets to this part, I just grin from ear to ear. Her declarations. I am a child of the light, and I demand in God's name that this, for the greater good, whatever can be done for the greater good, it be done maximum right now. And then five, having done all that. Now this, I told you about Christine and her no veil, is this part just has always come naturally to her. For the rest of us, it takes a leap of faith. And here's where the big leap of faith comes in. When you can gratefully surrender, I don't have to control this. I don't have to have my way. I just ask that whatever is done, let it be in the greater good. If this is something I'm here to report, to record for history, I will do that. Whatever I'm guided to do, I will do. And I reiterate, the sooner this stops, the better. And if all of us are doing that, all of us, yes, we all have these problems. Everyone has something they just can't stand anymore. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly reasonable to feel this, to want prosperity for everyone, to want it to go faster. We have to understand this is a global process, and it's taken a little longer than we had hoped, but of course, in cosmic terms, 20 years is not very long. And 3 months is really not very long to reorganize everything on the face of Earth. So it is what we're doing. We're reorganizing everything on planet Earth. Everything. The way people talk to each other, the way you feel when you get up in the morning, the way your boss treats you, the way you think about work, the way we think about raising children, the way we think about education, the way we think about money. It's all changing. Everything. The way we think about illness. Here's a PS. The Arcturian teams are here to help everyone. Everyone. And they have tremendously helped Christine. She is alive now because of them. So it's been difficult, but she's here, and she's still feisty as ever. So we're looking forward to good times. All right, let's see what Father would like to us. I'm just going to, now if Meg were here, she'd be saying, all right, Catherine, I'm just going to go get in my comfortable chair and have a sip of water, and then I'm going to welcome Father. Oh, I feel him here now. Hello, Father. Hello, my girls. I'm proud to hear you describe things so beautifully. And all of you there listening tonight while we're doing this live, and if you're listening to the archives, all of you are blessed children. We do hear you, do feel what you're feeling now. Not exactly the same way you feel it, of course, because if we're not in a body, we're not feeling exactly what you're feeling. But believe me, we have been there in bodies, and we know what this world is like. Now, of course, the last year, and especially the last month, have been terrible. We see that. It has been just awful for all of you. And the more sensitive, the more dedicated you are as a light worker, the more difficult it is. We love you for your perseverance, your dedication. We did not intend it to be this painful for you. Of course we didn't. We're not indifferent. And this is not about karma. It's not that you did anything to deserve this or anybody did anything to deserve this. It's because planet Earth became the darkest place in the universe. Now, all of you have had sunny days. You know you've had joys in your life. So it may be hard for you to understand this when I say the level of darkness on this planet, so deep and so rooted in everyone's thinking, that all of you, there is not one person on this planet who did not become co-opted in one way or another by the Matrix. I won't name all the ways, but look inside yourself and know that any time you've been impatient, any time you've been angry and said things you regret, any time you've abandoned someone who needed you, any time you've argued with someone you loved, all of that, my beloved children, all of it was programmed and designed by the Matrix. Any time you've had a thought go through your mind, that person is inferior to me. Any time you try to shut down and not feel the suffering of others, that is a program. Any time you feel you have to compete and overcome someone else to get what you need, that is a program from the Matrix. Understand, beloved ones, I'm not blaming you. We do not blame, scribing earlier. There can be no blame. It's like an infection. When your children go to school and they come home with a runny nose, you don't blame someone. You just do the best you can to help them get well. And you hope that all the other little kids in the school who've been exposed to the same thing will also get well. That's how we see all of you. It was an infection that was rampant on this planet. And a lot of it was designed to make it to look like fun. Like the entertainment, so-called entertainment, that's about murder or about war games. There's no such thing as a war game. All of it, I don't need to go into the kind of poison that you've been given as food and that the chemical companies have pushed off on you as, you know, useful and helpful. All of it. And so, think of it this way. It all has to be changed. You're not all going to magically rise up off the planet and disappear into the ethos. You're not all going to lift up 10 feet off the ground and sprout wings. That is not what ascension is about. It's a step-by-step, moment-by-moment experience just as this life on the planet in darkness has been an experience, ascension is a living, breathing experience. There are many around you in other dimensions who are there next to you, and you may not be able to see them, but they're having an experience too. It's not different. As you evolve, you move moment by moment. You raise your frequency, your vibration, moment by moment. Your experiences are actions, thoughts, feelings, the things you say, the things you do, how you carry yourself, your attitude, all of that, beloved children, ascension, laughter, joy, sharing, embracing one another is an act of ascension. You are raising your vibrations. You are behaving differently. Think of how you were 2 years ago. Think of how you were on December 21st, 2012. For most people, it's easy to remember where you were then, how you were feeling. Was your heart filled with joy and anticipation of something wonderful? For some of you, it was. Did you crash and burn afterwards because you didn't find yourself in a new place? Well, maybe you weren't as ready then as you are now. When you look around, I'm going to give you some tips. Especially easier for you to tell when you're experiencing the fifth dimension if you're in nature, because nature herself vibrates at a higher resonance. Have you ever noticed you're driving down a country road and all of a sudden you see the colors are so bright and the leaves on every tree look so distinct, and it almost feels as if you look out of the corner of your eye, you'll probably see a fairy or an elf at the side of the road. You'll see the company of heaven talking together. You see, you are already experiencing higher dimensions. You just haven't gotten used to the difference yet and what it means. Have you felt your heart swell with love? Have you felt an immediate connection with another human being that you've never even met before? All of that, all of it is living in a higher dimension. Now, just put those moments together, one by one, all day long, and you will have ascended. Then, don't you? It's very simple. Of course, it's not so easy because of where you're coming from, but the principles are very simple. Love is all there is in higher dimensions. So when you are feeling only love, you are in a higher dimension. Of course, we use the fifth dimension as the measure because that's the portal to all the higher dimensions. So look for that in yourselves. Beloved ones, when you feel love all day long, you have ascended. Now, of course there are things going on around you on the planet. Some are disturbing. Yes, we see that, of course. But it is our work as well as yours to create a world together where everyone can feel love for one another. I know you're all in great anticipation to see the programs begin, as are we. We assure you the things you have been promised are already coming true. You can feel it. There are groups of people all across the globe who are creating these programs that you are so impatiently waiting for. They're not going to drop from the sky. We cannot come there and force it. If you read our message from last week, you know. We talked about the Prime Directive. We talked about why we can't simply come and make everything different. And I suggest that you all read that, because it explains very carefully to you that the company of heaven, those who will be landing, and now it's closer every day, the ships that will be landing, considered invaders, not just by the crazy people who are directing the ones who want to prevent it, but by us. We could not permit it if it was not welcomed by the people on planet Earth. Otherwise, our beloved galactic sons and daughters would be considered an invading force. So until planet Earth is willing to accept our benevolence, our love, we cannot force it on you. As much as we would like to change everything, we can't simply snap our fingers and make it different. It would change everything in the multiverse if we were to do that. We love you too much to create chaos for you, to break the most important and enduring universal laws. We work with you, never against you. And it was your plan, and we agreed, that you would all ascend. You've heard Christine and Catherine describe. No one would be a torturer unless they had already been tortured. No one would have joined the cabal unless they were tortured into it. So you see, this is what we're all dealing with, not just you, not just your Mother God and I. We're all dealing with this together. We are undoing it together, because it was created by every single person on this planet. That's why you're here. You haven't come from some distant place and just landed here on this planet to help out. Everyone here has been a part of this in one way or another. And now every one of you will be a part of creating it anew to bring in the beautiful new golden age that is already all around you. Have you ever seen one of those slow motion videos, chicken coming out of an egg, or a butterfly coming out of its cocoon? It's a wonderful thing to see. First the shell cracks a little bit with the chicken, and you see a little beak coming out, and then a little more, and the crack opens a little more, and then you see a little bit of fuzz, and pretty soon the chicken's head pops out. Well, all of you, dear ones, are in the place where you have your beak breaking through the shell, and you're ready to pop out, every one of you. Your mother and I are sending you warmth and love and light to speed your emergence into the light as the light becomes brighter and brighter around you. I promise you're going to see it. You're going to feel it. You will feel yourself being lifted. And of course, the past few weeks, there's been a great backlash. So you're feeling lifted and pushed back down at the same time. That is difficult. But you persevere, as do we. We love you without end. Your mother and I are here beside you. Call to us as you have been directed tonight. Tell us how you feel. Talk with us. And we will wrap you in our love. For now, your mother and I send you, as you have heard from on these programs before, we send you buckets of honey love pouring down on you. Happy fall equinox, everyone. I am your Father God. Thank you, Father. Oh, Michael's here. Oh, Christine says Michael's here. That's always fun. He wants to follow up Father God's sweet message. Here we go.
Yes. Hello, bright family of shining stars. It is your brother, Michael, coming to you today on the wings of love. I am simply the lucky spokesman of a larger group here. We just wanted you to know we hear every word. You have all been turning to us like never before. And we wanted to verify and confirm that every word, every heartfelt reach builds the permanent bridge between us. It all matters. We hear you. We are with you. And in fact, when we're coming upon such magnificent energetic gateways, such as the equinox and all that's happening this month, we too are in our own version of preparation. And that's another thing we'd like to tell you this evening, or on the archive, wherever you are. And that is, at this moment, wherever you are on the archives, listening in live at this time, it does not matter. Gathered now, here with me, are the Arcturian team leaders, your higher selves, your twin flames, a representative of your Galactic Federation of Light healing team, White Brotherhood healing team, and your Galactic Federation of Light security teams. Of course, representatives from your angelic team. And they are each and every one, every facet of your mighty teams are represented and now standing around you. And we too, as I said, have prepared for this moment. This is the image we kept giving to Christine and Catherine today, rounding the corner of the equinox. And we have surprises for you. They can be all shapes and sizes, so don't rule anything out. It can be something small, like crystal quartz gleaming in the road that catches your eye, to a surprise rain shower that makes you laugh and changes the course of your day a bit, to, well, big things, planetary things. We just want you to know, for all these gateways and accomplishments and slipping through the eye of the needle and grades and downloads, and we're all here with you, working with you together, side by side in love. And your teams wanted you specifically to know they are by you. We are more than ever feeling the joint effort, the closeness, the unity. And we are going to be finding more ways to let you know we're here in response to how you've been letting us know you too want to be close. So from the one heart, I tell you, we love you. On behalf of the Company of Heaven, and from my own true love, we send you kisses, hugs, and our namaste.
Thank you, Michael. Oh, that was lovely. It's always fun when Michael comes through. He gives her a blast of energy. Well, Sananda's here, but he's not going to take a lot of time to talk because Father and Michael really covered, and Christine and Catherine covered all the things that needed to be talked about tonight. But I'm just going to, he's standing right here. He just wants to give you, he wants to do the closing remarks. How's that? Okay. All right. So I'm going to step aside and let Sananda take over the telephone here. Okay. Say goodnight to all of you. We'll be back next week at the same time. Okay. Here you go, Sananda. Thank you. Oh, it's delightful to feel all of you there. I know you're on the edge of your chairs. I know you are just so eager to experience the waves of love that are coming through and the changes that it brings. I want to underline a little bit what Father said. If you're thinking that nothing has happened, well, I just ask you to look at life a little differently. Look at what's around you with an eye for what's delicious, colorful, what's appealing. What could you go after? What would you like to pursue that will fill your heart with a feeling of fulfillment or gratitude or delight, even if it's for a moment? Don't let anyone go by. If you see them and you think, oh, that looks like a really friendly person, don't let them go by. Walk up to them and say hello. If you see a child playing, go up and greet that child. Ask them how they're doing. Don't let a moment of light and love go by without savoring it. This, beloved ones, is what it means to be in a higher dimension. It's about savoring the delicious moment. And I have an assignment. I want you all to go out into the world the very next time you open your eyes or you walk into your living room or you meet one of your family members or you go outside and see the neighbors or the people at work. Don't let a moment go by where you see an opportunity to smile or to reach out or to ask a friendly question, or to shake a hand before your eyes, the new golden age. Namaste, y'all. I am your Sananda. Thank you, Sananda. This is Catherine for and me, and of course for Meg. We wish you all namaste. And we'll see you next week. So long.
We heed a certain call when the world